Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, April 10th, 2024. I'm Sarah Lane. China's NetEase and Microsoft announced Wednesday they will bring popular titles from Blizzard Entertainment, a subsidiary of Activision Blizzard, back to China. Microsoft bought Activision Blizzard last year, but NetEase was the former publisher of Blizzard games in China from 2008 until 2023. NetEase and Microsoft have also agreed to explore bringing NetEase titles to Microsoft's Xbox and other gaming platforms. The Federal Communications Commission said Wednesday that all but the smallest ISPs will be required to publish broadband nutrition labels, aka display information on the costs and fees and speeds of their broadband services, on all of their plans going forward starting today. This is designed to let consumers comparison shop between plans and avoid hidden fees. The labels must include monthly broadband prices, introductory rate details, data allowances, broadband speeds, and links to find out about any available discounts or service bundles. Links to network management practices and privacy policies need to be listed as well, both online and at physical stores. Verizon, Google Fiber, and T-Mobile all released labels ahead of today's deadline. ISPs with fewer than 100,000 lines have until October 10th. Bloomberg sources say ByteDance's earnings were up 60% in 2023 to more than $40 billion. Sales grew from $80 billion to around $120 billion, overtaking Tencent in revenue and profit for the first time. TikTok's Chinese version, Douyin, also gained ground in Alibaba's e-commerce and food delivery space. Despite rollouts of its TikTok shop in the U.S. and Southeast Asia, TikTok is facing a possible ban in the U.S., with the company proposing a buyback of shares worth up to $5 billion at a lower valuation of $268 billion, falling from its peak of $400 billion. After European Union legislation forced Google, Microsoft, and Apple to make it easier for users to switch to rivals, according to data provided to Reuters by six independent browser companies, the Digital Markets Act appears to be working in their favor. The DMA took effect on March 7th and seeks to limit unfair competition by making tech companies offer mobile users the ability to select from a list of available web browsers from a choice screen. DuckDuckGo, Opera, Aloha, Ecosia, and Vivaldi browsers have all reported increased usage as a result, but they've also criticized the rollout of the new features, which they've described as slow and clunky, slowing the migration of mobile users to new browser choices. Big shocker there. At its Vision 2024 event on Tuesday, Intel shared details on its Gaudi 3 AI processors, which the company says have 1.7 times the training performance, 50% better inference, and 40% better efficiency than NVIDIA's H100 processors, and all coming at a cheaper price. Intel also announced new branding for its data center CPU portfolio. The Granite Rapids and Sierra Forest chips are now branded as the Xeon 6 family. They're expected this year. Intel also announced new development for an AI NIC ASIC for Ultra Ethernet Consortium compliant networking and an AI NIC chiplet that will be used in its future XPU and Gaudi 3 processors, also available to external customers through Intel Foundry. During its next conference, Google announced new additions to its Gemma family of lightweight open source large language models that will add coding capabilities and research experimentation opportunities. Gemma models share some components with Google's more complex Gemini model, and Gemma is under the hood of Gemini's AI chatbot, formerly named Bard. As for the new stuff, Code Gemma is a lightweight model for code completion and generation tasks, combined with instruction following capabilities. Recurrent Gemma is an efficient model designed for research purposes. Google also showcased performance upgrades to Gemma itself, including performance updates and bug fixes. And finally, Bloomberg reports that Apple now produces as much as 14% of its iPhones in India. That's a big step for the company as it looks to diversify production outside of China. This accounts for $14 billion of assembled iPhones in the country, or about 1 in 7 of the company's flagship devices. 2 times the production compared to the last fiscal year. Models assembled in India include the iPhone 12 through the latest iPhone 15, however, not the Pro or Pro Max models. The Indian government says the growth in manufacturing has created 150,000 direct jobs at Apple suppliers, with Foxconn assembling at nearing 67%, Pegatron around 17% of iPhones in India in the fiscal year ending March 2024, with remaining devices produced by Wistron. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all headlines there as well. I'm Sarah Lane. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.